kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net, toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. It's all for free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We've got more, and we give it away. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to start things out here. Let's go to Charlie in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Great. You're on the amplifier line, Charlie. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about the North American Union.
Okay.
It's something that comes up about once a week on Free Talk Live, so I figured I'd bring a different slant to it than what people usually bring up.
Okay, well, let me just recap what people normally say. Usually we get people calling in saying, did you know that there's work? People are working on creating a North American Union between...
There's a highway that's going to be built between Mexico through Texas, all the way up.
But it's more than that, Mark. They want
to
introduce the Amero. It's going to be like the Euro, essentially, though, for America, the United States, rather, Canada, and Mexico. And
if it's true, I don't like this crap at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds really bad.
There's some evidence that
smacks of some kind of weird conspiracy at the same time.
It does have that conspiracy tinge to it, but on the other hand,
Ron Paul has talked about it.
Has acknowledged it. The SPP, this sort of government, quasi-government bureaucracy, is actually real. So with that said, it does seem like there may actually be some sort of a plan for a North American Union. What's your take on it?
Everything I see is that it's not just some whispered conspiracy theory, but something that some people are actually trying to put to use. And I think that not everything about it is necessarily bad and conspiratorial. For instance, if it's going to be like the European Union, then that decreased trade barriers between countries, so where you in essence have a bunch of little governments that all have barriers of trade between each other, this union decreased a lot of those barriers.
Right.
I saw that as a good thing.
But hold on just a second. Can I rebut that point before you go any farther?
No, Mark, you can't rebut that point.
The thing that happened in Europe, though, is that it took reams and reams and reams of paper to make a free zone where they could trade amongst themselves. And then I
realized that that's just kind of retarded.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it did.
But that's sort of what NAFTA and CAFTA was supposed to do for us, too. But NAFTA and CAFTA was supposed to do that for us, too.
I see what you're saying here, in that that might have been a good thing in regards to the European Union, but it's a bad idea to centralize power even more, even though you might be able to point out one possible benefit. You have to agree that it is a terrible idea to centralize power.
Certainly, but we talk about on this show all the time about how nations are just invisible lines drawn in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And what unions such as this do, especially when you study how they're supposed to be as opposed to what they end up being in real life, they in essence erase those invisible lines and just draw those lines out further. And I really do see that as a good thing.
I don't think they are erasing anything.
I disagree because
the fiat currencies and replaced it with one. It opened up labor markets and by decreasing these invisible lines in the sand so people could travel and work where they wanted to within the EU.
I would want that. I would absolutely want that. But if what you end up with is a legislative body that represents the whole, and I think that that's what people are scared of happening, is that the legislative body will exist that runs the whole of the, let's talk about the European Union because that did happen. How does that legislative body that meets in, say, Geneva, represent the people of Romania and the people of Belgrade in Ireland? How does he represent them both equally?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how it does that. It doesn't.
It's a bad idea. And in fact, what I'd like to do is invite some of our European listeners to call in on this and comment as to how they feel about the European Union. Because from everybody that I've heard from, they don't like it. They feel as though it was foisted upon them. They feel as though it's destroyed whatever sovereignty that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they are anti-European Union. It's just that the governments demanded it. These government bureaucrats put it together. And what could they do about it? It was foisted upon them.
And recently they have rejected some of the things that the European Union has tried to throw on their backs, like the EU Constitution. That was just a load of elitist garbage.
Yeah.
Wait, that was rejected?
My thought on this, on the North American Union, is in a perfect world, it would take the lessons learned from the European Union and apply it more in where the global trade ideal of decreasing barriers to trade and to immigration and to economies.
I think you're
and
taking
opening up a larger
you're putting a long leap of faith by saying that politicians are going to do the right thing and that they're going to get themselves out of trade and that they're I would agree with you. All those things will be wonderful. I don't think that that's likely to happen.
Those things, decreasing barriers, decreasing trade restrictions, all those things will happen when we get government out of trade. Period. Creating bigger governments. Creating a bigger government is not going to be the solution here. I mean, just to take your idea here to its asinine extreme, if you think it's a good idea to have a North American Union, then you must think it's a good idea to have a world union. Let's just get all the countries in the world together and have a nice big world government. That way we can drop all the borders and have no more trade restrictions and we'll just have one big happy government. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, if countries are just lines drawn, invisible lines drawn in the sand, then what other type of solution would there be to getting rid of those invisible lines?
But
in the
that's
sand
not a solution. It's not just about, Charlie, it's not just about getting rid of lines in the sand, because then you've created a big government that's bigger than any government that has ever existed in the past. And then it won't matter if the lines aren't there, because the big government will still be there. And even though you and I might agree that these governments are really just a group of, you know, groups of violent people that want to foist their way on others, that the fact is they're going to be there if enforcing themselves over all kinds of people. And then they're going to be even less accountable as governments get bigger, as governments become more federalized, as, you know, you've got the state, local governments are the most accountable, but even they are somewhat tyrannical in some instances. State governments, less accountable,
well,
federal governments, less accountable.
I don't like the idea of government either, especially governments on top of governments on top of governments.
So how can you possibly support an American Union idea? How can you possibly even support that?
By outrightly rejecting it, we remove the possibility of coming up with solutions that involve that may actually be beneficial and good ideas.
There is no benefit. There's nothing long term that's going to be beneficial about creating a bigger government. There's nothing.
But there's not anything beneficial about creating a bigger government.
That's what you're talking about. Not exactly what he's saying.
That's exactly, Mark. And I'm definitely more of a Mark libertarian than an Ian libertarian anyway.
What he's saying, let me paraphrase real quickly. What he's saying is he'd like to see the trade barriers between Mexico, Canada, and the United States dropped. So would I. But
creating a bigger government isn't the way to solve that problem.
Did I say that I wanted to create a bigger government?
An American Union is a bigger government.
In all likelihood, if you let bureaucrats set up the dropping of these trade barriers between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, you will somehow end up with a huge bureaucracy, at the very least a huge bureaucracy that oversees it.
And it's likely they'll just rewrite the trade barrier. There's no getting around that.
Sure. There's that, too. That's what they did with NAFTA, and that's what they did with CAFTA. And
there's just no reason to support this at all.
I like the idea of NAFTA. It didn't work out very well. To me, I think the North American Union is taking the rewriting of those laws and kind of dropping the rules down.
It's not going to work that way, my man. It's not going to work that way because these are politically motivated bureaucrats who are motivated by politics, meaning that they want to reward their friends and punish their enemies at the cost of all the taxpayers. And it's never going to work out the way you want it to. It's going to work out the way they want it to, and it does not take bureaucrats to create free trade. Free trade exists when the bureaucrats are gone. That's why you can't support an American Union, nor can you support a European Union, nor can you support a world government. If anything, you should support decentralization and the abolishment of the federal government.
I can't argue with that, Ian. But if we had a constitutionally sized federal government, then I would like to think that they would get us involved in trade and labor trade situations. That would be, in essence, what the European Union is.
If we had a constitutionally sized government, the government shouldn't be involved in trade at all. You don't need the government to get involved in trade to have freedom of trade. It is free when the government's not around. Charlie, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free Packet 8 line. You don't get more freedom of trade by advocating more rules. And that's what you're going to get with an American Union. More rules.
More rules. And that's what's going to happen every single time. Even though you want to make trade more fair, you're going to get more rules that restrict it.
Maybe they would make it more fair between America and Mexico. But what about South America? And what about the rest of the world? But make it more restrictive for them. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, live streams included. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Look, are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org, and time is running out on this whole First 1,000 Pledge. The pledge period ends at the end of this month. So if you've been considering signing, You should go and sign. If you think that it's even possible for you to make it to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project by the end of 2008, get over to freestateproject.org and sign the first one.
Yeah, this has to succeed.
So, that's that, and we go to the phones. Let's talk to Dana in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, listening on WAIS on cable.
Yeah, I just had a brief comment about the American Union you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's already here. You know, I live in Ohio, and we're kind of sheltered as far as illegal aliens, but I worked at Walmart, and everything that's coming in there now is bilingual. Yeah, you know, a can of green beans and one side's English and the other side.
Hold on. Now, that doesn't mean that there's an American Union. That just means that there's a company that wants to make it so people can read their labels. There's nothing wrong with that.
Do you know how many Mexicans we have where I live? And I live in hillbilly heaven, USA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably better where you are than it is where they were, so they want to come live there.
Wait, are you saying there are a lot of Mexicans or that there aren't?
No, there aren't.
Okay. Well, just so you know, I mean, as far as the manufacturing business is concerned, they don't change the labels because they're going to sell them in Ohio where there aren't as many Mexicans. If they're running labels through the printer, they want to save as much money as they possibly can, so they just print out whatever label they think is most appropriate for the mass population of America.
What does that say about Walmart?
It says they're trying to satisfy their customers?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Are you offended when you see French? What about French? Some products have French, Spanish, and English on them. I mean, does that offend you too?
Oui.
No, that wouldn't.
Why?
You know, I don't know. But if I see French, then I really will.
But what if it's French? What if it's all three? What if it's all three languages? French, Spanish, and English.
Well, it would have to be for the American Union.
What? Oh, you mean for the Canada thing? Well, most Canadians speak English as well.
I know they do, and I know quite a few Canadians.
Quebecers are definitely
going
to want that.
Right. I think you're just a little confused in that this means nothing more than the fact that Walmart just wants to satisfy its customers, and it knows that its customers are both Spanish-speaking and English-speaking.
You know,
I don't get offended at all.
Sometimes there's a store in my town that I used to go to that would sell European goods. They would bring stuff over, actual brand names from Europe, and I would go in there sometimes to get chocolates or sausages. And there's all kinds of products there that aren't even written in English at all. Do you think we should allow them in the country?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, but...
It's just the Spanish stuff, huh?
Excuse me?
It's just the Spanish stuff?
No, because I live really close to Columbus, Ohio, okay?
Uh-huh.
There's specialty markets. You know, there's Greek markets, there's German markets. You know, I suppose there's Mexican markets, Spanish markets.
There are, and what I'm thinking is that there's such a large portion of the population that speaks Spanish, be them Cuban or Mexican or South American or whatever they are, that Walmart wants to appeal to such a large segment that they're willing to go ahead and print some stuff in Spanish. Now, the people that are buying things for the home may not be people that are going out in the workplace. Like maybe the grandma who's just not going to learn English. I'm sorry. She goes out and she does the shopping and she needs to have it in Spanish, or she's not going to buy that can of green beans. She's going to buy the one that has the Spanish written on it. So then they're losing a sale if they just write it in English. I don't have a problem with it.
Any other thoughts for us?
I don't have any more thoughts. No,
Dana, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. You know, the other solution, I mean, if you don't want to have products on the shelf that are bilingual, and you've got a fairly large shopping, you've got people shopping at your store that are bilingual or that only speak Spanish, for instance, then you've got to have translators walking around with your customers, and that's going to be really expensive.
That's very expensive.
It's just the cheapest way to do it is you just print part of the label with Spanish on it. I've never seen a label in America that has Spanish as the primary or most pronounced language as far as the biggest letters or anything like
that. Goya. The ones that market themselves basically are in the market.
Goya products have English lettering.
And Spanish lettering is English lettering. There, it's the same alphabet.
English words on there. Thank
you. They have some, but if you go to like the Mexican markets and that kind of thing, you'll find the Goya that is written out.
They're the Mexican brands.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I love their soda. They're good. They make good soda.
It's interesting.
Ginger brew is the best stuff. It's
get the Jamaican ginger brew.
That's what it is. The Jamaican ginger brew from Goya.
Oh, no, I didn't know the Goya had one.
They do, and it's awesome.
Another one that I've had that is ginger brew, and it's really good.
really good.
That Goya ginger.
It's a lot of flavor, a lot more than Canada Dry or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Canada Dry isn't ginger brew.
No.
That's ginger ale. See, there's two categories of ginger carbonated beverages. There's ginger ale, which is kind of the wimpy mama's boy stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then there's ginger brew. That's where the Goyaf one, for instance, you take a sip of that. If you allow the fumes, if you will, to travel
effervescence.
Up, right, the effervescence to travel up the back of your throat into your nose, you'll cough. I mean, it's so intense. That's a sign of a good ginger brew.
And they have flavors like the pineapple, coconut flavored soda and that kind of thing. And it's interesting to try something new, but, you know, when I really want a soda, I really just want a Coke.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Josh in Kentucky on the Amplifier line. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I had a comment about the 12-year-old and the 13-year-old having sex.
Yeah, in Utah, as we told last hour, they've been both charged with a crime. They're both somehow simultaneously victims and perpetrators at the same time.
Yeah, I was just wondering, why is it the governments are always trying to restrict human nature? Do you know why?
They believe it is in the children's best interest to pass a law that prevents them from having sex, which, of course, doesn't prevent them from having sex. It just punishes some of them after
exactly.
the fact.
Well, now, I would say that murder is human nature, and the government, and I would want a government to limit that. I would think that any government that went into place, be it
human nature to murder,
absolutely.
Oh, come on,
what look, man?
Well, I mean, a law is not going to stop somebody from murdering somebody.
No, it's not, and the law didn't stop these two kids from doing whatever it is that they did.
Well, they had intercourse. She got pregnant.
Yeah, well, could have been a turkey baster. You never know.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
So. Well, what do you think the appropriate thing to do in this case is, Josh?
Just let them go at it.
Let them go at it? I mean, just make babies? I mean, is that okay?
Well, I mean, they should, you know, be prepared. The kid should have had a condom, and she should be on birth control. But
the parents needed to know. I mean, that's probably. But the parents are going to figure it out once she comes up pregnant anyway. It's not the government's job to let the parents know.
Yeah, I agree with you. The government should stay out of it completely. And let this be a family problem that the family resolves on their own. Of course, can you imagine? I mean, mothers even thinking to give their daughters birth control at 13? I don't think most moms would even consider something like that.
It seems crazy to me.
Josh, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Of course, then again, if you actually had a honest, open relationship with your kids, you might be able to talk about these sort of sexual matters at an early age to where they wouldn't make such stupid decisions. More on the way. Your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, who predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. There's a bulletin board system there and lots of stuff to talk about. There's 140,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting there at bbs.freetalklive.com. So enjoy it. It's free, like all of the other features on our website at freetalklive.com.
Is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey, A Guide to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton, shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
I'm really looking forward to having you read this because you need it. You have your wife take care of your finances for you. You can't save. You are like a little child when it comes to your money.
I disagree that I can't save. I've bought homes and made a lot of money on them. I had problems with a business. I did file bankruptcy, but I walked away from it.
I bet you're going to learn a thing or two from this book.
I think we could probably all learn something from these books. But,
indeed.
I think that it's probably aimed at children and probably will work best for them.
1-800-259-9231 to the phones, to the fun. Rob in Georgia on the Amplifier line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, first I want to thank you for the dial-up screen. It works very well over a mobile phone connection in the middle of the country in Alabama.
Cool.
Really? Oh, that's excellent.
Yes, it does. The other thing, I really do enjoy ginger beer. That's one of my favorite things. My wife always cringes every time she gets it for me because it's very hot.
Oh yeah, it's so intense. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite brand?
I do not have a favorite brand yet. I've just now discovered it actually over the last 3 or 4 months.
Mm.
So I've been trying different ones.
I don't know where to get them. I mean, they're hard to find. It's hard to find a good ginger brew.
Yeah, well, there's a farmer's market not too far in DeKalb County, which it caters to an international crowd, so they get a lot of stuff from all over. They have probably 10 different ginger beers.
It's not a, you know, it's not a product that I get very often, but now and then,
it's
me,
not
Mark.
Something I would want to drink every right. several times a day.
You know me, Mark. I'm a water guy. I drink water all the time. Mm-hmm. But every 4 to 6 months, I'll go ahead and spot a ginger beer and say, I haven't had one in a while, and get one because they are so tasty. So what else was on your mind, Rob?
Well, just talking about this American Union stuff and also kind of touching on the European Union, you can always tell that this thing is just really a grab for power because note exactly the sort of thing they're talking about. They're talking about creating this free trade zone. What's the most visible thing that came out of the European Union? It was the euro, a common unit of currency.
Right.
But the Europeans used to already have that. It was called gold.
Hmm.
Every different European currency was just a weight of gold. So that was a massive free trade zone. They got rid of that to expand power, and now they're trying to bring this back, this sort of cloak that we're going to, have free trade again and stuff in order to expand power further. They're not doing it by implementing a gold standard, which would be a way to ensure free trade, but it would also be a way to lessen their control.
I would agree with you. I would love to see gold, us going back to a gold standard. But are you telling me, and it seems a little odd to me, it's hard for me to imagine, that Europe was on a gold standard as little as 5 or 6 years ago?
No, not 5 or 6 years ago. What I'm saying is
that's when the euro came around.
Standard.
Oh, I
yeah.
see.
Yeah, they went off of a gold standard something like 70 years ago.
Okay.
I mean, because every country had a gold standard, so all of the individual currencies were just different weights of gold. That's why the dollar and the pound traded at fixed rates for, hundreds of years, because mm-hmm. they were just based on gold. That's just like, it's just like an algebraic equation. If you change the value on one end, you just increase the value on the other.
Right. Right. That makes sense. So that would be what we want to push for, is to get back to a gold standard, not to have a big overarching currency.
Absolutely. The government is always looking to expand power, and that kind of touches on something that one of your callers called in a few days ago, and it kind of bugged me. He was talking about these underage pictures and how, it'll be 16 years old now, it'll push to 15 years old, then it'll become 14, and where do you stop? And he was, proposing that there be laws against this sort of thing. And one of the things, to me, that is patent nonsense, simply because when have we ever seen that occur when it comes to normal human societies? What has happened to the age of consent or the age of marriage as prosperity has gone up? Even absent any sort of government interference, those ages tend to increase as people's prosperity increases. The only place where we start seeing that sort of rapidly encroaching power is with the organization which specializes in rapidly encroaching its power, which is the government.
So wait a minute, let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying that as society advances, the age of consent also rises?
Well, the age in which people normally begin having these sort of relationships tends to rise as prosperity increases, because daughters are no longer a means by which people can pool wealth, which is only being made by males. It becomes something which is spread more widely, and many more options become available for people.
So you're saying that, I'm still trying to get wrap my head around this. You're saying that as society advances, people don't get married as early as they used to?
That's typically the case.
Now, do you think that may have to do with the fact that, we now have this sort of adult children mentality in America, where essentially we're sending kids off to go to school at these government schools where they're essentially being dumbed down and they're not really allowed to even enter society until they're 23?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we talked about that, and that is definitely an element. I think that you have two different things which are at work here. You have, on the one hand, as prosperity increases, some of these ages will tend to rise. The government interference, I believe, has pushed it past the point where normal human institutions would have kind of settled.
So it may naturally, if the government hadn't interfered, maybe that age would be right around 16 right now, but instead it's up at around 23 or 24.
Well, I think it wouldn't be as low as 16. I think that without government, with kind of naturally expanding prosperity, people will probably be looking to start families when they're 21, 22, something like that.
I was saying 16 as far as getting out of school, not necessarily starting a family.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think both of those things tend to push those ages up, but definitely prosperity has an impact on that. I see no reason to believe, because See, he's talking about the sexualization of teenagers. But teenagers have been sexualized for a very long time. One of my favorite novels is Cervantes' Don Quixote. And in it, the main character, Don Quixote, is a 50-something-year-old man, and he's talking about how 15 or 14 or 15-year-old girls fawn over him, but the 14 or 15-year-old girls are sexually desirable at that time.
Hmm. Well,
so I mean, there's no.
There's never been a shortage of horny old men. That's for darn sure.
Well, what about Romeo and Juliet? Weren't they 14 and 15?
They were.
And it wasn't very uncommon for two teenagers to get married. I mean, that was very common. I mean, life, especially then, was especially short. I mean, you know, so, you know, you had to go ahead and get on and do your thing before, you know, your thing got done up.
Right, yeah. And now, as we talked about earlier tonight, we've got teenagers, or in this case, 12-year-old and a 13-year-old, getting in trouble because they had sex with one another.
Yeah, I mean, that is clearly a parental matter, and it's, you know, the government always encroaches its authority ostensibly in support of some acceptable, accepted societal need.
Mm-hmm.
And it just continually expands into every little crevice of life until, you know, it just becomes something.
Right. As though it wasn't damaging enough. And Rob, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Awesome that he's listening to Free Talk Live over the internet in his car.
Well, it's not the first time we've had calls from people's cars that they were listening on some kind of device.
That's true. It's not very. It doesn't happen very often.
No, but very rare. It's going to get more and more common.
It's true. So the government, of course, as though it weren't bad enough. In the case of this 12-year-old and 13-year-old, that they'd had sex and got the girl pregnant, as though there weren't enough consequences from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
As though the parents wouldn't have been angry enough, the baby dealing with that situation, whether you get an abortion or have the kid at age 13, as though that wasn't enough punishment? We need to send him off to juvie as well? Please. Totally unnecessary. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Steve in New York wants to talk about the war on drugs. What do you want to talk about? It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features. They're completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We give them away. Give away those features and more at freetalklive.com. Though we do ask that you help support Free Talk Live by voting for the show. I was on another podcast today. A podcaster got in touch with me, a former radio guy doing his own show on the internet now. And I, of course, agreed to be on the show. Yeah, you want to talk to me? Sure, I'll come on your show. And so we were talking about voting.
Who is this?
His name was James from KJAG Radio.
Hmm.
And he asked about how Free Talk Live manages month after month to get up there in the podcast rankings. Because I believe last time we looked, we were number 3 in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. And
I think we slipped down to number 4 yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks to... Well, we're in the top 10.
We are.
Thanks to your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. And I said, well, it's just a matter of having listeners who are of sort of an activist mindset. I think that's one of the reasons why our listeners are more likely to go over and actually vote for the show. Plus, of course, we make it easy by just making it pretty much one step. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and you're good to go. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, and it makes a big difference for Free Talk Live, because us being in the top 10 like we are, we're number 4 right now, it helps bring new people to Free Talk Live. And new people coming to Free Talk Live means more people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, please head over to vote.freetalklive.com.
That Potter kid is just hard to beat, let me tell you.
Well, they're witches, you know, they've cast a spell on people.
It's, you know, the top 3 out of the top 5 shows are Potter-oriented. And the other two are the ones, you know, we've been there all along for the last 18 months or whatever we've been doing this podcast thing. And it's pretty much the same ones over and over again. But don't these Potter people get tired of these Potter casts?
Apparently not. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Steve in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just can't believe if you guys are getting beat out by Harry Potter.
Well,
what are we
going
to do about that?
Well, Harry Potter is an international book and movie sensation.
Have you voted yet, Steve?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
So what's up?
I got the update. Yeah, actually, I'm a podcast listener, so I've been doing some catching up. And if you guys can help me out with his name, but he had a guest on a while back who represented Daryl Strawberry. And...
Daryl Rousson, I believe, is his name. He's an attorney.
Yes, exactly. And he's a former, he's a recovering addict, right?
That's correct.
And I just found it, as I am as well. Actually, I view myself as recovered because I'm a productive member of society.
What was your addiction?
My addiction, well, basically a dumping ground. I was a bored country kid and ended up escalating into from marijuana into heroin. And luckily, availability factor wasn't there for me, and but it did take control of me, that and cocaine, and I just gave up, and I put myself in involuntary inpatient program for a month. And
so you didn't get caught, and you were not caught and then forced into it? You decided on your own to check in?
Yeah, absolutely. And the resources were there for me as well, because I have actually my aunt at the time was a health teacher.
Okay.
In high school, so. From speaking of experience, I just noticed that when people get clean, they get on this cloud nine, what they call it, I think, if I remember correctly, and they just want to save the world. It seems like he just keeps going and going. One of the first things that they instill in you when you try to get clean is the responsibility factor and taking responsibility for your own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it quite ironic that, you know, he was getting a guy, Daryl Strawberry, out of a predicament that he shirked his responsibility, you know, went against the rules and all that. And I don't know. I just thought it was...
Right, well, this is the guy, we had him on the show because you talk about being responsible for your own actions. This is the guy who was going around to convenience stores and taking their whatever glass bowls that they were selling
exactly.
And smashing them. I mean, he didn't even understand property rights. So that's why we had him on the show. And if you want to listen to that archive, you can always go to guests.freetalklive.com and look for Daryl Roussan if you want to take a listen to it. But obviously you have. Now, in regards to the war on drugs, Daryl thought that we needed more police enforcement. He thought we needed more crackdowns. What do you think about this whole ending the war on drugs? Would that have had an effect on your addiction?
You know what? I'm not sure. I mean, I think it probably would. I mean, I don't think it's a good thing. Absolutely not. In fact, I think it's a very wasteful thing.
You're talking about the war on drugs.
The war of drugs. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a recent convert. Libertarianism. So,
okay.
Other than the past couple of years, anyway. And
you said you were addicted to heroin and cocaine. Now, those are two fairly expensive drugs,
right,
as I understand it. How were you able to afford your habit?
Well, actually, I had a job at the time. I always was able to hold a job, but it got to the point where, I was bringing home about $700 a week. I mean, even working overtime, and would just blow it. You know, and after mm-hmm. about a year of doing that and then ending up selling a lot of things, and, you know, the same old story, really. I just, you know, just hit a bottom, and that was it. And I just,
So at any time
really,
during...
But the thing is that you let yourself, you voluntarily go and you put yourself in that predicament, you got to go by their rules. And, you know, it's kind of like a contract.
You mean the treatment
exactly.
center's rules. Now,
right.
When you're talking about getting the drugs, paying for the drugs, you were making enough money to where you could afford your habit. Did you ever get to the point where you were out of cash? Did you ever consider doing anything violent or anything as far as thieving was concerned to support your habit, or did you never get to that point?
I did a little mischief here and there, but by and large, like, no, not really. But I do know a lot of people, and like I said, it wasn't like I was a country boy, but, we'd make our trips into the city, basically. And so I was in a couple places that at one point I just couldn't believe, even on what I was on, I couldn't believe I was there.
Where was this?
Western New York, which isn't, you know.
But what was it about the place? You don't have to tell us where exactly, but what was it about the place that was so surprising to you exactly?
Oh, it was just horrible. I mean, it was the conditions that, basically, you all see that the war on drugs really puts everybody into. I mean, it was, you walk in and it was, there's no electricity in the place, and basically walking through, and you see, you know, a guy over in this corner doing his thing, and a guy over in that corner doing their thing, and you go into the room and do your whatever, you know, get your stuff. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. But
no, but I think it's interesting. I understand you don't want to get into it, but I think it's an interesting look into, you know, what this is like, what retrieving this product is like for people. The process that they have to go through, the process that they're more than willing to go through. You realized at that point that you were shocked that you were in such a place, but it wasn't enough to turn you around and you know, make you leave. And, of course, even if you had turned around and left at that point, those people probably would have been suspicious of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was, you know, like, yeah, it was bad. I mean, it was definitely, like, the last 2 years, year and a half or so of my addiction, Yeah, that kind of experience more and more.
So the further down you spiral, the further down you spiral into the addiction,
absolutely.
The more risks you're willing to take, the more risky situations you're willing to get into in order to get your hands on the drugs. Whereas maybe if you could have, originally, just out of curiosity, you said you started with marijuana. Now, of course, we've already talked about how marijuana isn't a gateway drug, but if it is, the only factor is that it's in close proximity to heroin and cocaine. What made you take the step to heroin and cocaine?
Oh, it's there.
it was there
in front of me, basically. I mean,
where
that,
was
you know,
it the first time?
What's that?
Where was it the first time? Was it a friend of yours that had it?
At a party, yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, tried this, and first, you know, started off, you know, snorting it, and then, you know, moved on to other things, or, you know, needles that came involved, and it was...
Oh, my goodness.
Which I thought I'd never, ever... You know, I mean, like I said, country boy.
Right. Well,
how did that get here? You know, and then I'm looking at myself the next day, and, you know, when I'm kind of coming around, and it's like, wow.
Well, congratulations on having the courage to check in on your own without having to be ordered into treatment. And we're glad you're okay today, and we're glad you've beaten it. Stay healthy, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Mark, you just sort of absorbed all of that.
Well, what are you going to say? The guy's made it, and congratulations to him. I don't know.
Your show, you take control, 800-259-9231. Coming up, the Badnarik campaign failed, but his manager wants your cash. We'll tell you about it.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.